You're welcome back. The families of the people killed in the Krisla explosion have said they will challenge every aspect of the permission granted to redevelop the site. Donegal County Council this morning granted permission to a company called Vivo Shell Limited for the demolition of the existing building and for the development of a new petrol station and several other businesses. The council added 10 conditions, including measures relating to traffic safety and protection of the environment. 10 people aged between 5 and 59 were killed in the explosion in October 2022. Solicitor Damien Tansey represents many of the families and he gave me their reaction.
Well, they're troubled beyond description and they're very disappointed that one branch of the state presses ahead, the County Council presses ahead with a process as if, for example, no other branch of the state was involved in this, and as if this was a normal development site in respect of which planning permission was sought. It's not a normal site by any stretch of the imagination. A tragedy of enormous proportions happened on this site, and clearly the preservation of the evidence that is still on the site is of the utmost importance. And the County Council, one would expect, would act or would dovetail with the other agencies of the state that are involved in forensic and detailed examinations, including the Gardaí, the HSA and the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. All of those state agencies are involved in detailed investigations, and we are informed that the conclusion of those investigations is some distance away. And the idea that one branch of the state would press ahead in circumstances where investigations are still ongoing is extraordinary.
Presumably, though, nothing could or would be destroyed unless the Gardaí and those other investigating authorities have agreed to it.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. For example, one would expect that an injunction might be secured with a view to securing the site, unless there is an order in existence, like, for example, an injunction that prevents any interference with or intervention with the site. Unless that happens, there is nothing to prevent the current owners pressing ahead with the development if they have planning permission to do so. And it would appear that that is the intent of the current owners.
Right, but you don't know that for sure. And presumably there would be an intervention to make sure that such a thing didn't happen.
Well, we had a meeting with a third of the cabinet in October of last year. We met in government buildings, the Minister for Justice, the Minister for Agriculture, and the Minister for Transport, a third of the cabinet. And it was brought to their attention that a planning permission was imminent. And in those circumstances, steps should be taken immediately in order to preserve the status quo and in order to ensure that no development was allowed to proceed in relation to this site until the investigations that were underway by the Gardaí, the HSA and the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities were completed. And one is entitled to expect that those three agencies are working in tandem one with the other in terms of the investigation. It was also emphasised at that meeting that it was absolutely essential that the state itself, being the only authority and the only entity with the necessary powers, the necessary standing to establish an inquiry, a statutory inquiry, and the families see it as their role in terms of vindicating their loved ones and vindicating the lives of their loved ones, that this happens.
Can we go back for a moment to the question of the planning permission? Donegal County Council has said that while it does understand the sensitivities involved here, it can only assess the application on the grounds of proper planning and sustainable development. Do you accept that?
Oh, I accept that. I accept that the Donegal County Council are acting bona fide. That is accepted by the family. But it's the timing that they're concerned about. There were in excess of 30 objections to the planning application. And the families are not intent on blocking the planning permission per se. They are intent instead on ensuring that the planning permission and any development that might ensue pursuant to it does not happen until investigations are completed.
So again, just to be clear on that, if they got those reassurances, would they be content to see this redevelopment go ahead?
No, well, the assurances will include what the families require is to hear from the three state agencies that are currently engaged in extensive investigations. And obviously, they will be conditioned by the outcome of those investigations. They will be informed by the outcome of those investigations. And depending on what those reveal, then and in that event, they will give their final verdict on whether this site should be developed for the replacement of the business that existed prior to the explosion. Clearly, they are going to be reliant and they're going to be informed and they're going to formulate their views about the further development of this site after they hear from the Gardaí, after they hear from the HSA, and after they hear from the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. So when those reports are to hand, they will then make their minds up in terms of the further development of this site. You know, at the moment, there's a vacuum of information. They're not getting any information, and we're more than 2 years down the road. And how long more do they have to wait for the information that entitled to?
So just again, to be clear about this, you're saying that you need more information from the Gardaí and from the other two investigating authorities.
Absolutely. And we're told that the conclusion of those investigations is some distance away.
In the meantime, what do you intend to do? What do the families want to do?
They want to be satisfied that the status quo will be maintained and that this site will not be developed until the information that will be forthcoming from the three investigations that are underway is available. That's their position. They will then decide what their view is on how the site should be developed.
And that was Solicitor Damien Tansey talking to me a short time ago.